even though it's negated to the sugya before of Hasra, but it's not such ancient history, and I thought I would tell you the word. I think it's a little bit of a breakthrough. What was the general arc of the sugya? We had at the beginning of the sugya two brises. I sent a text that I'm going to talk about Hasra a little bit more. Although Elon doesn't even know. I'm just throwing everybody off. Okay, take a deep breath. I'm going to go back into Hasra for a few minutes. Just to have a work in the Rambam. I think it's a nice work. Then we'll go back. In the Sugya of Hasra, if you'll recall, the Gemara began with two brises. Toner Abonim. The middle of the Amud. Machteres, Eliel Machteres, Gage Chatzeri Bekarfifi Minayim, Hamadoyme Yimotze Agana. And came Mat Hamadoyme Machteres. So why does it say Machteres? In fact, Rumar doesn't have to be literally a Machteres. So the first price is said, Meshiroi Ganobim Mutsuyim Machteres. Stibra Kosov Ahiba. That's the common case. But in the Chanami, the same thing would be true by Gage Chatzeri Bekarfifi. The second price, though, said, no, there's a Chilakin Din. Because Machtarte Zuy Asros. That in the Machteres you don't need a Hasra. Gagi Chaser v'Kafifi need a Hasra. That was the beginning. Then we had the sugi about Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Vayi defein sorach Hasra. Which means, among other things, which means the Kol HaPochas, that he doesn't have to be Matar Atzmon L'Nisa. The Gemara has the Kashas on Rav Huna. From various Brises. In the end, the Gemara had a real Brice that was against Rav Huna. Feirish Brice. That it really has to be Matar Atzmi L'Nisa. So Rav Huna answered, I know the Ami Kitana de Machteres. Which Rashi explains means the second Raisa that says Machtar Tizui Hasra Osir. That above Machteres does need a Hasra. If Roidiv needed Hasra, the Hatar Atzmi L'Nisa, then above Machteres would also have to be Matar Atzmi L'Nisa. From the fact that Machtar Tizui Hasra Osir, you see that you only have to be Matar Atzmi L'Nisa. So what is the Braisa? So what's the difference between Machteres and Gage Chaser and Kafifa? If Reidiv doesn't need Hasra, so what's the difference between Machteres and Gage Chaser and Kafifa? What does it mean Machtar Tizui Hasra? So Reidiv doesn't need Hasra. So Rashi explains very close at the beginning of the sugya that we're talking about a different kind of Hasra. The regular Hasra of Lahatir Atzma L'Misa Rav Huna says you don't need, and the Braisa agrees you don't need. And that's above Machteres doesn't need any Hasra. But by Gage Chaser and Kafifa you need a different kind of Hasra. That I'm coming on this kind of Foshas. Maybe he's not coming Aliskin the Foshers, maybe he's planning to run away at this slightest sound of resistance. So you need a Hasra that we're going to, the Baal HaBayis is going to connect the Chor. And he has to say, if the Baal HaBayis is going to connect thee, then I'll kill him. Now we know he's coming Aliskin the Foshers. So he doesn't say, I'm a Kabbal, he's not Matar Atzma L'Misa, I'm willing to be killed. He just says, I'm coming Aliskin the Foshers, I'm willing to kill the Baal HaBayis. That's how Rashi learns the Sukkah. The Rambam paskins like the first price that there's no difference between a Machteres and Gage Chaseret v'Kafifa. We didn't talk about this. The Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva Perek Tes by Bob Machteres Echad, it's Tes Ches Echad Abob Machteres Oy Ganav Shenimse B'Seich Gage Shel Odom Oy B'Seich Chaseret. They would say kafifoi. It's all the same. Below and then my machteres. But if you should roiv haganovim, if you should derech roiv haganovim, lo be machteres b'layla. Most of them come in the machtes. So that's like the first brisa. Roiv haganovim mitzuyim machteres. It's mash from the Rambam that you don't need asro by either one. The Rambam doesn't say anything about asor. Asro or asor in the moshul. But the Ram doesn't say there's no chiluk, there's no machtar tizui asra osay. The Ram passing like the first price, the Reivan of Mitzuyim Machteres, and you don't. The mashmoish of the Ram is that you don't need an asra, you don't need a asra or an asra or whatever you want to call it, by gage v'chatzer v'kafifa either. There's no chiluk in gage chatzer v'chatzer v'kafifa in a machteres. There's no mention in the Ram about that you have to be mazir. Granted, by a regular roide in Ilkus Reid Seach, the Ram says you do have to be mazir. If you say stop or I'll shoot. By Bob Machteres, he doesn't say it. Not by Gage Chaser v'Kafifa, not by Bob Machteres. So So the Rambam, passing like the first Brice, yeah, the Rambam seems to understand that according to the first Brice, then nobody has to have Hasra. According to the second Brice, but Machteres doesn't need a Hasra. But a Gagi Chaseri Bekafifa, he needs to have a Hasra. The Rambam passes like the first Brice. The Shaila is, why does the Rambam pass like the first Brice? There's no Hachron in the Gemara, which Brice is Lahalacha? Suffered in the Foshus, which Brice is more maker? If it's a suffix, we don't know which Bryce is right. Which Bryce is Ripana Halach? One Bryce says you could kill, there's no difference Machteris than anybody else, you could just kill everybody outright. The second Bryce says no, only Machteris you can kill them outright. Gaga Chaseri Vekafifo, you need to have a Hasra. So if you don't know which Bryce is the passing like, so which Bryce should you passing like? If you don't know, second one, Suffix of Hoshul Hakam. According to the first Bryce, you can kill a Bubba, you can kill a Gaga Chaseri Vekafifo. A Ganav and a Gaga Chaseri for Kafifa, you can kill him without anything. According to the second Brisa, you need to have Asra. The Ram should pass like the, by rights, the Ram should pass like the second Brisa. Especially since Rafuna says, I know the Amri Gitar and Lachteris. Rafuna says he holds like the second Brisa, or he's coming from the second Brisa. What? So we make up for the nidov, yeah. But nice, we're killing the nidov. We're not sure that we can, and I don't think we can. I hear the point. You know, what's a cooler for the nidov is a chumah for the nidov. The nidov would like us to be more machmir and killing the nidov. But nonetheless, the chayr, if it's a suffix, you're allowed to kill the nidov. Then you're not allowed to kill the nidov. Shei vel tasa. So I think the answer is that the Rambam had a different mahalach from the Gemara. The Rambam learned that when Rav Huna said, I know the Ami Kitana the Machteris, he didn't mean the second Bais. He meant Taka the first Bais. Meaning that the Rambam learned that the second Bais that says that Machtar Tezuy Asra also, that brisa holds that a roidif needs a hasra, and that's why by gagi chaseri v'kafifa you have to have hasra, because roidif needs a hasra. By a baba machteres, machtar tizui hasra also means not like Rashi that since he was tereach, we know he's covering up his kinefoshes. What does that have to do? We need him to be matar atzma l'misa. But the Rambam learned machtar tizui hasra also means that Torah said exeris hakosuv. That a Bob Machteris is not like a regular Roid. If a Bob Machteris, you can kill the guy that's being Matratz Melamisa. A regular Roid has to be Matratz Melamisa, like any Chayve Mises. He has to be Matratz Melamisa. In Bob Machteris, the Torah is Mechadish that Ein Loi Domin. That he doesn't have to be Matratz Melamisa, because the Torah is Matratz Melamisa. So maybe you can just kill him outright. That's what it says in Ein Loi Domin. And that's what the Gemara means by Machtarti Zuy Asra. So Brisa means that Machtarti Zuy Asra. That by above Machteris, a Roidif needs Asra. He has to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. Above Machteris doesn't have to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa, because Machtarti Zuy Asra. See, the Machteris is Matar L'Misa. And that's the chilif in above Machteris and Gage Chaseri V'Karfifoi. Gage Chaseri V'Karfifoi, he's also a Roidif. You are the Torah of the Sertaita, he's also a Roidif. But he's not a Roidif who's Ein Loi Domim, that the Torah is Matar is Dam. He has to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. You need the regular, he's like a regular Roidif. A regular Roidif needs Asra. Above Machteris, Machtarti Zuy Hasra Osoy, the Torah is Machadish that he doesn't need a Hasra. The Machteris is the Hasra. The Machteris is Matir Mlemis. And that Brisa really holds that right of Torah Hasra. The first Brisa, on the other hand, sees a Apostle, says, why is Torah single out Machteris? And it doesn't say this Teretz of Machtarti Zuy Hasra Osoy. And this is a very attractive Teretz. The Torah did single out a Machteris. So why not say like the second Brisa, the Torah singled out a Machteris, telling me this Chiddush, that above Machteris is only Domim, doesn't need Asra. The first Brisa doesn't say it. The first Brisa is Nidchak, that Dibar Kosa Behoiva, Reiv Ben Ovim, Mitzuyim Machteris, which is a forced Teretz. Why did the first Brisa not like the Teretz of the second Brisa, the Machtat Uzuy Asra said? Shedra Funa, because the first Brisa held that a Reiv never needs Asra. So you can't answer that the Torah singled out Machteris because Machtar Tezuy Asra Osoy, because a Roidif never needs Asra in the first place. Only Mrs. Bates needs Asra. So the Teretz of Machtar Tezuy Asra Osoy is not available. So why did the Torah say Machteris? You have to say the right way of Ganavim, Mitzuyim Machteres. That's what Rav Huna meant when he said, I know the Amik Tan and the Machteres. I hold like the first Tan and the Machteres, that there's no Machtar to Zuy Hasra Osir because the Rav never needs a Hasra. Because, and therefore, the Ram passing like the first Baisel. Since Rav Huna is like the first Baisel, so the Ram passing like the first Baisel. Oh, you have a good point. One second. Yeah, we're gonna have to deal with that. No, Dami Ketan and Machteres. Dami Machtar to Zuyas Rosa. Yeah, we're gonna have to say the two. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We're gonna have to be like, yeah, okay, that's not so great. But we're here already. We're committed. You're right. We have to say the Loyomer.
Yeah. Also, when the
Rambam
said we have to be
allowed
to hear him, so that's a separate point.
Let me come back to that. Yeah. But I think it's a very attractive shot because, although you're right, tomorrow we're going to have to stick in the word, that's not so attractive. But first of all, explain, otherwise, how can I share in the Rambam? Why is the Rambam passing the first price and not the second price? I mean, that's a very strong point. Number two, there is a big revach, and that Rashi's Pshat, we talked about it when we were learning the Sugi, Rashi's Pshat, there's a big doichlik in Rashi's Pshat. Because that the machtar tezui hasra osoi, the hasra that you need by gagi chaser v'karfifoi, and which the Braisa says you don't need by a bachteres, is a different hasra than the whole rest of the sugi. In the sugi itself, we have a hasra for yatra atzmel miso, but Rav Huna holds you don't need that. And this Tana Rav Huna, the Braisa the machtar tezui hasra osoi, according to Rashi, holds like Rav Huna, you don't need to be yatra atzmel miso. Then we had a different hasra. We have the hasra of stop or I'll shoot. By a bond skin of foshes, we have to say stop or we'll shoot you. That's not the hasra of gagre chaser v'kafifot, because that hasra you probably need by a bum machteres too. Stop or I'll shoot. Why shouldn't you need it by a bum machteres? And there's no reason to think it's different by gagre chaser v'kafifot and a machteres. The difference between gagre chaser v'kafifot and a machteres is he coming on liskin nefoshes or not? By a bum machteres, we know he's coming on liskin nefoshes because he was torach u'mosa nashe. By a gagre chaser v'kafifot, we don't know if he's coming on liskin nefoshes. But the Gabi the Hasro, stop or else shoot, what's the difference? Even if a guy is coming with a knife, we still say stop or else shoot. So that Hasro is no difference. So what's the Hasro that wants to. So the Gabi, which Hasro is the Brice and Mechalet between a. In regard to which Hasro is the second Brice Mechalet between a Machteres and Gagi Chatzere Bekarfifoy? So a new Hasro that doesn't appear anywhere else in the Sugya. The Hasro of. I'm coming, the Balabais is going to be Oymed Kenegdecha, and the Ganav says, if he's Oymed Kenegde, I'm going to kill him. Rashi says, Beferish. That's the Asura that you need by Gagar Chaser Bekafifoy, because otherwise we don't know if he's coming Aliskim in the Foshes or not. And by a Machtaris, we know he's coming Aliskim in the Foshes, you don't need that Asura. So very big doichik in the Sugya. It means that Machtar Tezui Asura also is referring to a kind of Asura that later in the Sugya does not make any appearance at all. Whereas the Fidar Amam, it's much more Gishmak. Machtat is Zuy Hasra, so he refers to the regular din Hasra. The regular Hasra, which Rav Huna discusses, where the Roid of Tzorach Hasra, the word Hasra doesn't change meanings. According to Rashi, the word Hasra changes meanings of it. Machtat is Zuy Hasra is one kind of Hasra, and then when Rav Huna talks about the Roid of Tzorach Hasra, it's a different kind of Hasra. It's all the same Hasra. Machtat is Zuy Hasra is the same Hasra that Rav Huna was talking about. And Rav Huna said a Roid of does not need Hasra. It doesn't have to be Matratz Melamisa. And then we brought Rias that a Roid of has to be Matratz Melamisa. I'm accepting that he's accepting that he's chayav misa, and that's exactly the hasra that these brises are discussing. And the second brise says machtar tezui hasra also, it means by a machteres you don't need the regular hasra. Gage chaser v'karfifa, you need the regular hasra, and by a machteres you don't need the regular hasra, because the fact that he's above machteres exempts me from that kind of hasra, because the Torah said ein leidami. Yeah. Okay. I didn't have that. We have to change here in the Gemara. Okay. That's really. No damage done on the terrace. Yeah. Okay. It's a doch. I'm gonna have to change the word over there. Lay it down. Then you had another or that the Ram in Hilchos Mitzayach, it talks about a regular Rav, it says they were Mazirim. You say stop Roshut. Like Bob Machteres, the Ram doesn't say it. So like this, you'll say, oh, that's the din of Machtat Zuyas Rosh. You don't have to taste it. We don't say stop Roshut. Maybe the Ram, but that's Machtat Zuyas Rosh. But the Ram says it even Magage Chaser v'Kafifa. Or he doesn't say it even Magage Chaser v'Kafifa. There he also doesn't say with Mazir. That's not Machtat Zuyas Rosh. So why is that taka different? Why by a regular Rav, if there are we Mazirim? And by above Machteres, we're not Mazirim. Yeah, it's actually related to the question of why by above Machteres doesn't it say anywhere that you have the din of Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar. Are we also going to have by above Machteres? Okay, I'm not sure. All right, this is unfinished business. You never know, maybe we'll come back to this on a different day. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara and Gimel. Yeah, you want to discuss?
I'll say it after.
Yeah, no way.
Is it possible to say that the Rambam thinks that the prices are arguing, or the first two prices are one parish of the second? And just to start off, so when Rakuna says in the end that he's holding like that price up,
right,
he means as opposed to this latter price, this third price, this one with the Almanas Kian Yosef, not as opposed to the first price. So the first two prices are the same thing. So Rambam's asking like both prices and like Rakuna, and everything's good.
But he's not passing the second price. The price is Loma. If we're Mar Begage Chaser Bekafifa, so why did it say Machteres?
So I would say that those two prices aren't arguing. The Rambam thinks that it's talking about there. Okay? And really the same thing is true as long as it's considered a situation where you think that the guy's coming to kill you. So,
yeah, but why, how do you read the second price?
Which price? The second price, or why it says Machteres Sozu Yes Rasa? Is because that if it's a situation to so much that this guy's coming to kill you, so then that counts as the Hasra. You don't even have to be
Mazir.
As you have by regular
road. Right, but what about by Gaga Chaser
Bekafifa? Same thing, if it's very convincing, that's the first price. The second price says, why do you say Machteres more than Gargo Kafifo?
Right.
So that's because this is the most common of all those type of cases. And therefore,
the Rambam's possible both prices, and it solves it. In Cain, Matam Eloyim Machteres. Machtat is the Yasser Osai.
That's the most prototypical case where the situation demands that he's coming to go. And he's passing both.
That's the first price. I don't know. That's not Machtat. In Cain, Matam Eloyim. I don't know. I don't hear it so much. Okay, I don't know. I thought my voice was very good voice, but I should not give it anymore. It's not that I've been so reluctant in the past, but...
The advantage is this could also explain the difference between Rosea and here, too. Because it would be... Why
right, I understand that. But still, I think it's very hard to read that. Im kei matam eloyim machter. If we're being mar begage chaser v'kafifi, so why does it say machter? Machter to zuyas rosa.
Almost like it's even. This might be going out on a limb more.
Yeah, I don't know.
But with why he's against drive this, I think that like that, Jorah is just prescribing the most classic case, but it doesn't matter about night or day.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the sense of the Gemara is that it said Machteres and not Gage Chaser v'Kafifa because Machtat is Zuyas Rosa.
The other he says explicitly that there are those who are Machtat, the second verse just said that Machtat was just an example of a case of where someone is Tarach and Masunache. But in Ahanani, if you're Ulan or Sulam,
fine, but it's still not Gage Chaser v'Kafifa. The ribuy of Gage Chaser v'Kafifa is the cases where you were not Torah.
No, Dafka is the case of Gago. He says if someone goes up on Gago through a sulam, right, like he's...
Yeah, but that's not... But so fine, but even so, when we were marbe Gage Chaser v'Kafifa, we were marbe when you didn't use a sulam. So the imkain still makes sense. Imkain, if we're being marbe, other cases also. So why did Torah talk about a machteres? So the Gemara answers, as in the case of a machteres, or things that are like a machteres, we could add, where you're tereach, so then machtat is uyasr also. Whereas we're being marbe cases where you were not tereach. But there's still a distinction between cases where you were tereach and cases where you were not tereach. But the Ram doesn't have those distinctions. The Ram says you never need asra at all. So that's like the first rice. I think that's true. The Ram is passing like the first rice. Another amikitan in the machteres. Yeah, I don't, maybe that's the evidence. We have to make it. Deloy Omer Machtati Zuyasu also. I'm convinced. I don't know. But it's a lot. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. So I need the pasuk for that. Stop my pasuk halacha. You have to save somebody from being killed. Says the Gemara, Enechanami. The Ela Nitim Latzibu Benashem Inola. Yeah. I'm not so sure that it's a terrible kasha. The Rambam and the Shroshim is mashma that ain Einshim and Adin. That was altogether a strange sheet in the Shroshim. That ain Einshim and Adin means you can't be managed with anything that's learned out from the Gimel Bidah Shatara and the Drashas. You can only be managed with something that's Mefurish and Pasuk. So man, it's a lot of kashas on the Rambam. The Maaseh Shvei from Agamar, I don't remember if Agamar is one of the Rabban's kashas. What's Agamar's answer? Zer Shalom is also from Gimel Bidah. The Rambam learns that with any of the Gimel Midas, you can't be managed. The Rambam said, no, Ein Oishim Adin is specifically a Kal V'Chomer. With other Midas, you could be managed. And he brings a slew of Gemaras. Again, I don't remember if this Gemara is on the Ramban's list. It certainly could be on the Ramban's list. And it's sure in the Rambam. That I don't know. But the Mashmais in the Rambam is that the reason why we're not managed from Adin is because it's like a lack of confidence. We're not management at din because we don't have enough confidence in the din, in something which we're learning after the Gimel Midas, that we should be managed somebody on that account. It's not very mechutish. Because the Rama says that if, for example, let's say, there's a rule of ein oishim min hadin, there's a rule of ein masirin min hadin. Also, it's another similar rule, ein masirin min hadin. So the Rama says if the oinish is mefurish, then the asfara could be learned after the Gimel Midas. But you can't stop learning out an asfara from the Gimel Midas. But if you know that there's an Einish, because it says Beferish in Torah there's an Einish, and now you're looking for an Asara, so since you know there must be an Asara somewhere, so you could use even the Gimel Midas, because you know it must be there. The Rambam, you know where the Rambam had it? The Rambam had it by Ben Sarah Mara, the beginning of Ben Sarah Mara. The Rambam said, Ben Sarah Mara, there's an Einish, it's Beferish in Torah, that he gets Skila, but where's the Asara? So the Asara is from Yisrael Al Adam. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, of Perek Zayin and Mamrim, where he talked about Ben Sarah Mara, he says, we know there's an Einish. Since it's Beferish, there's an Einish. Since it's Beferish, there's an Einish, so there must be an Asara. So therefore, what's the Asara? Very strange way of expressing it. But if you look at the Rambam and the Shosh, you understand that's what he means. Meaning, just to say this is an Asara by itself, Ein Masirim and Adin, you're learning it out, you're giving Midos. It's not really Poshup, Shap, and Poshup. It's like it's a Drosha. How can you use a Drosha for an Asara? Because since we know there's an Einish, so we can use a Drosha for an Asara. So in the Rambam, this notion of Ein Masirin Menadin has the sense that a drush is not strong enough to be manish. A drush is not a strong enough thing to be manish. Unless you know independently from a Farish and Pasuk that the drush must be there, then you could use the drush to be manish. So if you have that kind of understanding, so then Lamaisi, you're killing the Raidah. What's the difference if it's because of Atzolus or Nidov or it's because of other reasons? Lamaisi, you're killing somebody. And you're killing somebody on the basis of a drush. So who says a drush is strong enough to kill somebody? Doesn't have to be that. If I have lumdus, it's a einish, and lumdus, it's a atzolus. I need the bottom line is the guy who's dead doesn't care about the lumdus. He's dead, and you killed him with a drasha. You can kill somebody with a drasha. Feel around. That's the kasha. Einish and adin with a drasha, you can kill somebody. So it could be just atzolus. I don't think from here it's necessarily a raya. At least the feel around. And even stam say even without the ram, you can learn out the ram. That it's a halacha, that ain't shim and adin. But ain't shim and adin doesn't necessarily mean that in lamas it has to be an einish. It means it's a halacha that with the kavach chaimer you can't kill somebody, or you can't give somebody malchus. So what's the difference if it's in law? If it's the lamas doesn't matter. Bottom line, you're killing somebody with the kavach chaimer. So the Gemara answers, So bottom line, this Gemara comes out that the mocker for the din of roidif, that we kill a roidif, is from Nayim Rosa, where it says a Mashiach. So we see that you have to be Mashiach b'chol dover. But we learn that from Kasher Yochim Mishal Re'ehu, that who adin a Ritzeach. Pashtus, it's just a drasha. It's a hekesh. The Torah said this, we equate the halachas of a roidif of Ritzicha to the halachas of a roidif of a Naira Murasa. The Rambam seems to understood that it's more than just a hekesh. The Rambam said like this. There's a lot of things in the Rambam that are fascinating here. The Rambam is in the Aleph of Ritzeach. Start with this halacha that I would do. This is the last halacha, the end. Then I'm going to go back and read more of the Rambam. The Rambam says the following: Hayroidif, hayroya roidif achachaveri. You see somebody being roidif achachaveri lahargoy, oyacha erva lebayla, or he's being roidif after an erva to be bayla erva. V'yochel hatzil v'lo hitzil, and he could stop the roidif, and he neglected to do so. Hayreiz ebitul misasei, shehi v'katzoy says kapa. This is drasha the Rambam has, we're going to see in a few minutes, that doesn't appear in our Gemara. It's a sefrei. That there's a drasha that if somebody's trying to kill someone, you cut off his hand. And if that doesn't stop him, you have to kill him. It's a new drasha for roidif. We'll see in a minute. Rambam has another drasha for roidif. Stamos. Not like the Gemara altogether. But he's over the assay of not stopping a roidif. And he violates two lavin. Which is also in Parsha of Katzeis' Kappa. And on Leisamad al Damreyecha. Leisamad al Damreyecha, really, that's more familiar. We know from the world. Leisamad al Damreyecha. So here's a strange thing. Leisamad al Damreyecha, really, all of these lachim and essen, these are all talking about Roidif Achaver Lahargoy. The one that we're familiar with is Leisamad al Damreyecha. That's a lav for not stopping. There's a lav of Leisamad al Damreyecha. Just don't stop a Roidif if you also violate the lav of Leisamad al Damreyecha. But the Rambam says that you're over these mitzvahs, this essay and these lavin, not only by roidif achaver lahargoy, but also by roidif achaver erva. Why are you over leisamer al damriyecha if you don't stop somebody who's being roidif achaver erva? What in the world does it have to do with leisamer al damriyecha? There's a din that they meshila, they have to be meshir. But where does it say that it's a violation of leisamer al damriyecha? What does it have to do with leisamer al damriyecha? Leisamer al damriyecha is don't let somebody die. Nobody's dying over here. Apparently, the Rambam learned that when the pasuk says "Kasher Yochim Yisrael L'Hagay Nefesh Kein Hadavar Hazeh," the Rambam learns that's not just a hekesh. The Torah is saying that in Dinei HaTorah, to be poigim in erva, to be roid defachar in erva, in the cases where. To be roid of achar erva, the Torah said, is tantamount to ritzicha. So, mimela, all of the halachas of roid of ritzicha apply to roid of achar nayim merasa. And the same, it's kipshutoi. Ki kein adover hazeh. The Torah said that the avla of being pogim in erva is equivalent, and the redifa of being roid of achar erva is the equivalent of the redifa of ritzicha. It's like in the old fashioned now, it's a little bit of fake worse than death. No. That's even before my time. The Torah said that in the eyes of the Torah, this is like Roid of Achaver Lahoga. So Mela, it's not only true Lagabi, the particular dinner of Adifa, it's Lagabi to Lissam al Damriyafa and so on. All of these halachas apply automatically to Roid of Achaver. to Lucretia killing herself. Actually, there's a lot of things here now. You know, I'm going to read around from the beginning because so much here that's really so interesting. Now, I'm going back to the beginning. If you have a Rambam, it's good eye to see. It starts with Halacha Vav. When do we have all of the halachas of Ritzicha that he has to be Edim and Hasra and so on? That's after the fact, he already killed him. But a Roidif Acha Chaver L'Hargoy, I feel the Hoya Haroidif Koton, even if the Roidif is a Koton, Hare Kol Yisrael Mitzuvim Lahatzil Hanirdof Miyad Haroidif. We have everybody has a mitzvah to stop the Nirdof, to save the Nirdof. Miyad haroidif, v'yafilu benafshi shel roidif, even at the cost of the roidif's life. Ketzad, how does that work? Im hiziruhu, v'haroidu roidif akhar. If they warned him, and he's still being roidif, that of course is the Gemara about Reiki Yisrael who ben brisu v'atar omer shayfech dam odom. Now we have to give him an azhara. It's not hasra. Roidif doesn't need hasra. The Rambam passes even a cotton, but he needs an azhara. Afal pishle kibul olav hasra, even though there's no kabbalas hasra. We kill him. If they could stop him, they could stop him. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? Vekatzoyse eskapo leisoches einecha. Echad b'mevushov ve'echad kol dover sheyesh b'sakonis nefashos. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Inyan ha'kosov shekol ha'cheshev ha'kes chaver ha'yakov ha'memiso ha'isoy matzilin esanirdov ve'kapoi shel roidov, by cutting off the hand of the roidov ve'meim yicholim ha'tzil. And if they can't do that, then they kill him. Rambam is a whole new drasha for the din of Raviv. That doesn't appear in Agamar at all. The Raviv says that it's a sifrei. The Torah says, Chinot Sanoshim, I forgot the Loshim Torah, and the Torah says that one of the wives of the people are fighting, Vishol Chayodoy, Vechzika Ben Mavushov, she wants to grab one of the people are fighting in his privates. The katzoy says kapel lesoches enech. So Rambam learns pshat in the pasuk based on the sifrei. It means that she's going to hit him in a fatal place. It's a fatal blow. So the katzoy says kapel. You have to be yochel atzil bechel. We have to be matzil bechel meivareho. We have to cut off her hand. And if that's not good enough, then lesoches enech. Then you have to kill her because she's a roid v'chaver l'argo. It's a new drasha entirely. That's the achilus that we can make such a drosha. To check in Sifrei, because the Rambam himself, in the beginning of Chayvul Mazik, says the same posuk, to use the same posuk to learn out the chiyuv of Boishes. The katzoses kapa means mammon, and it means she's going to be mevayish somebody, and therefore for being mevayish, she has to pay Boishes, and that's the mocker for the chiyuv of Boishes. Doesn't say mishpat in the chiyuv of Boishes. It says nezek sarah ripui and shevis. Doesn't say Boishes. Boishes is from over here. I don't know, we're using this pasuk for both things, but Ram is using it for both for Boishes and for the halacha of and for this halacha. It's a very striking thing. Ram is brings a drasha that in Gemara doesn't appear at all, and it's even more striking because sometimes the Mesekelim say that Ram is not makbid on the drashas. Yeah, it doesn't matter to Ram so much. He brings this, you know, a drasha that he. If he has the easy drasha, he'll tell you the easy drasha, even though in the Gemara that's not the maskana. But here it's more than that. Here it's negated to the essay. The Rambam says if you don't stop the nirdo, if you violate the essay of the katzoses kapa, and you violate the lav of lesoches enecho and the lav of lesamad al amreyach, the Rambam that I read before. So anyone that's just talking about a drasha, where it's just a literary question, you know, which drasha to quote. It's negated mamash, which essay are you violating? The Rambam says you violate the essay of a katzoses kapa, and you violate the law of lesoches enecho. And the Gemara doesn't have this drasha at all. Very strange thing. Then the Rambam goes on and says, Achzu mitzvahs loisesei, shalei lochis al nefesh ha'raidav. So lav. Lefichuch hayu chachamim, because we have this din of raidav. Lefichuch hayu chachamim, sheha ubra, shehi mekashu leilei, mutter lachlecha ubra shevimeyeh. This is the Rambam talked about at length, about ubra. Ve'em esam ben biyad, neishu kiraidav achar el harga. Dimi shayitzi rei shei noigabe shei noigabe nefesh v'nefesh v'zeo tiba shalom. Here we know about that. Then the Rambam goes on. Echad ha-roidef ha-chamer l'hargoi, oi roidef ha-chanayim r'os l'oinso. Doesn't matter if he's roidef ha-chamer l'hargoi or if he's roidef ha-chanayim r'os l'hargoi. L'oinso, rather. So, by the way, I think this is true also. Why is this in Hilchos Ritzeach? Roidef ha-chanayim r'os l'oinso, why is it in Hilchos Ritzeach? Right, there's a hekesh in Torah. Because there's a hekesh between the two, so therefore it belongs in Hilchos Ritzeach. I think it's also a chizik to this. The Rambam learned that because the Torah says kashiyot mishareil, so it's a kind of roidef hachamer l'harga. Then the Gemara later on has its sad in Omid Beis. The Gemara has its sad, or there's a man d'omer in the Gemara, that the reason why you kill a roidef hachanayim meros is because we're afraid that she'll put up a fight and he'll kill her. But we don't pass in that way. So we pass in this, the Torah is makban in the Pekam itself, but the Torah said that it's kasher yokum yishalel. It's ad kadekach. The Rambam holds that it has dinim olisam adam yach. Which I think this is part of what I said before. If he doesn't stop the roidef achanayr morosu l'harga, then he violates olisam adam yach. Means that's tam hekesh. It's called olisam adam yach. And if it's called olisam adam yach, then it belongs to the chesed seach because it's the equivalent to ritzicha. And then the Rambam says, so let me read this one again. Echad aray defachamei l'hargoi, aray defachanayim meros l'oinso. Same halacha, you kill him. Shenemar, ki kashi yokim ish al reir utzoche nefesh kein adover hazeh. Interesting thing. Rambam's using the hekesh here in the opposite direction. In the Gemara, the Gemara uses the hekesh, hariz abol l'lamed v'nim salomed. It sounds like it's a Ritzeach, it's a Megala, Naim Marosa. Really, Naim Marosa is being Megala back on Ritzeach. The Rami uses the Drosha, Harezebolalamed, Venimso Melamed. He's using the Drosha to tell me, just like I already told you that you kill a Raid of Achamer Lahargoi, because it says, Vekatsois is Kapal Isochis in Echo, so too you kill a Raid of Achanayim Rosa Lahargoi, because it says, Kashiyokim Ishoel, Gilahargo Nefesh, Kenadova Hazeh. So the Rami uses the Hekesh, but he uses the Hekesh, the Gemara uses the Hekesh backwards. The Rambam uses the hekesh forwards. Well, you know you have to kill a roidef hachaver l'hargoi because it says by the pasuk of echzikim emulushu v'esochis enecha. And Mela says the Rambam, who had din you have to kill a roidef hachar nayim emurosa because it says kashiyokim yishel reo ken adover hazeh. Then the Rambam continues, v'harei u'aymer tzoko ha'nayim emurosa v'ein meshiyelo ha'yesh lo meshiyel meshiyel b'cholom ha'shiyokol ha'shiyel v'afilu b'arigas ha'roidef. And then he brings the drosh of ein meshiyelo that ha'yesh lo meshiyel b'cholom ha'shiyokol ha'shiyel. So in the end, he does bring the drasha that you kill the right of achar nayam urasa. So chayitz very shver. If we have a drasha for right of achar haver l'harga, the katzayis is kapa, and we have an independent drasha for nayam urasa, rei meshila, ha yesh lo meshila, you have to be meshila. So what do I need the hekesh, and why does I have to quote the hekesh of kashi yokem yishariyah l'harga nefesh kein adover hazeh? Harezo, it's not milamed and it's not lomed. I have my own pasuk by it. Ritzeach has its own pasuk. Nayim Rosh has her own pasuk, and the Rambam brings those drushes. So why does Rambam have to also bring the kashiyokim yishel of harga nefesh kein adover hazeh? To say that wrong, Rambam is very sure. Again, Rambam starts off as a din you have to kill a roid of hachaver lahargoi, and it brings the whole drush of katzoyses kapal isochas einecha, and it's a lav, it's an essay and a lav. You have to stop a roid of hachaver lahargoi, and then he says that echad haroid of hachaver lahargoi. The same thing applies by roidef achanayim rosal oinso, because it says that kashiyokim yishalrei l'horgoi kein adover hazeh, that being roidef achanayim ros is like being roidef achaver l'horgoi. Kilo, that's how I know it. But then he goes on and he says, and it says ve'en meshiyulo, that you have to kill the roidef. So if it says ve'en meshiyulo, you have to kill the roidef. So what exactly do I get out of the what's the nafkamina in this other pasuk for kashiyokim yishalrei l'horgoi nefesh? So what is that meisif to me? I think what it's meisif is, yeah.
Some of the reich. I mean,
what?
you say like this word, so some of them recha only
applies right.
Now.
What it tells me is, of course, I have a pasuk of Eimei Shiel that tells me I have to kill a rodef achanai merosa. But I wouldn't know that if you don't, you violate this hamad adam recha, and you violate the essay of a katsoisis kapha, and you violate the other lav of lisochis in echo. Those are all essin and essay and lavin that say rodef achanai lahogli. Rodef achanai merosa, it says Eimei Shiel, that's not a lav. And it's mashman the Rambam. It's not even an essay. But there is somebody calls Tosis calls it an essay. Ein Meshila Tosis, the bottom of Tosis Latziloi. Tosis talks about the Ein Meshila as being an essay. It's a mitzvah essay. The Rambam doesn't have that at all. It doesn't say in the Rambam that if you don't stop the Reidav Achanayim Rosso, you violate the essay of Ein Meshila. Not an essay. Now, it's not a lot. So Gilin also that there's a thing that you have to be Meshila. But from the pasuk of Kikashiyokin Yisrael Lahoga Nefesh, I learned out that it's like I said before that it's Kena Dover Azeh and Melo. All the essay and the lavin that apply to Reidav Hachaver Lahogoi apply to Reidav Hachanayim Ros, like the Ramses B'Teresh is here. You violate all these things. What I still don't know is okay. So why do I need a pasuk of Eimei Shiel? What is that mitzvah? What's wrong with why not just use the drasha of Kashiyokin Yisrael? What do you need Eimei Shiel? Okay. Let's find the mark. If you take a few more minutes. Thank you, Mark. Why do we do a pasuk with Samuel? No, I'm sorry, Gufa. Gufa, when I know it's Chavev, she's Chavev, Benor, Chai, Gerosoi, listen, by Mol, she's Chai, Vlasiloi, Tamad, Loimel, Samuel, Adam, Reach. Fact the Gemara, the Homey Hocha Nafka, the Hosom Nafka, Avedis Gufa, when I know Tamad, Loimel, Rashi, Vlasiloi. This is the dinner of Avedis Gufa. A mitzvah, Hashavas Avedo, Avedis Gufa. So the Gemara answers, Imei Hosom, Hava Mina, Hani, Mili, Ben Ashei. Aval mitrach umegur aguri to spend money to hire people to do the hatzolah, then maybe that you're not mechuyav eimei loy. You know, obviously in the case where you can't do it yourself. If you do it yourself, then of course you're just lazy, so of course you have to hire work. You know, that's the famous story with Rav Chaim. Somebody came to Rav Chaim, you know, the halach is kibud av is mishalav. You don't have to pay for kibud av, the father pays for the kibud av. So somebody came to Rav Chaim, he wants to know if he has to buy a train ticket to visit his father because kibud av is mishalav. Rav Chaim said, no, you're right, you don't have to walk. But here it's all about we can't do it yourself. So it's a chiddush who says you have to spend money. So it's a kamashmala. So that's the chiddush samar adam reyach, you have to spend money. So it's an interesting thing here. It's a little bit problematic. Taisus, at the bottom of Latzila ben Ashrei, Taisus asks, Rav Taim, I came in the Mehofi Alfinu, the Tzeif Nitin Latzila ben Ashrei, Lomali Korba Tevei Banor, Bechaya Geir Rosai. I already have a pasuk of Eimei Shiel that tells me that you have to kill a roidif to save a nirdof. So if you have to kill a roidif to save a nirdof, so obviously if a guy stopped drowning, you have to save him. So why don't you like Samar al Damar Yechol? So Taisus answers, Elanira the Eimei Hocha Hamina Essay. If I only had the pasuk of Eimei Shiel, I would only know it's an essay to save people. See, that's why I said before, Tosis holds that there's an essay of Eimei Shiel. The Ram, that essay doesn't appear. But I wouldn't know it's a lav. So I need a pasuk with Samad to tell me there's a lav. So how it comes out now, if we get it all up, we have two. We have an essay of Eimei Shiel, and we have an essay of Hashavas Kufa. We have two lav, and we have Samad Adam Reyacha. And then we also have. So maybe I have to add. The Mashiach asks, the Gemara asks, why do you need Samar Adam Reyecha? Why do you need Hashavas? Why do I need Samar Adam Reyecha? It already says Vashivos Loi, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda Skufa. Ask the Mashiach, what's the Gemara's Kasha? That's an essay, we need a lav, like Tosis says. So the Mashiach points out, no, because Hashavas Gufa is also a lav. Because by Hashavas Aveda, it says Lesucha Lesalim. You're not Meshiv and Aveda, you're over a lav. So if Hashavas Loi includes that there's an essay of Hashavas Gufa, then Leisuch HaLisalim is a lav for Hashavas Gufa. So it comes out, you have, now we have, in the context of saving a person's life, we have two essay and two lavin. We have Eimei Shiloh, Tosis calls that an essay. We have Lisam al Adam Reyecha, that's a lav. Then we have an essay of Ashovas Gufay, a lav of Lisucha Lisalim. So why do we need two essay and two lavin? So a little bit we know why we need. We could not, if we only had the lav of Ashovas Gufay, if we only had the essay and the lav of Ashovas Gufay, we wouldn't know that you have to spend money. Ashovas Haveda, you don't have to spend money. I mean, you take it out of the guys to recompense you. So we know you have to spend money. So I need Lysam and Aldam Reyecho, and I need Lysam and Aldam Reyecho. And now that it says Lysam and Aldam Reyecho, so why don't you need Lysucha Lysalim? So that's also not fair. I need Lysucha Lysalim for Hashavah's Memoina. But why do I need an essay of Hashavah's Kufa? So that, why don't an essay of Hashavah's Kufa? I already have an essay of Re'im HaShilah. Why do we need an essay of Hashavas Gufa? I think that's the main kash. I think everything else we have a reason for. We need Lissamon Adam Reyachal, you have to spend money. And we need the Eimei Shiloh, you have to kill the Reidif. And we need Lissucha Lissalim Stam, that is a lot for Hashavas Aveid. Why do we need the essay of Hashavas Gufay? Why isn't the essay of Hashavas Gufay included in the essay of Eimei Shiloh? So first I thought, it's a Gemara Baba Kama, I think it's Pei Aleph Amud Beis. It's the Gemara about Hashavas Gufay. The Gemara talks about a guy who's wandering lost in the Krumen. So there's a mitzvah, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to get him out. Asa Shavas Gufa. So I thought, that's not Pikuch Nefesh, that's not the Rashi Vaislo, he's not dying. He says, that's a grapes to eat, he's not going to die, but he's going to be stuck there forever. So that's Hashavas Gufa. So that I wouldn't know from Rashi Vaislo, from Eimei Shiloh. Eimei Shiloh says you have to save her life. Over there, he's not saving his life. You have Shavas Gufa. He's lost. What's the difference if his cow is lost or if he's lost? So Mela, that's the mitzvah of Hashavas Gufa. So I still need the essay of Hashavas Gufa. Nice. I saw that in the Shita Mekubet says there in Baba Kama other issues over there, but he actually the Rashba, the Shita quotes the Rashba. I guess it's in the Chiddush Rashba too. He treats it as a case of Pikuch Nefesh. He assumes that case is a case of Pikuch Nefesh. So that Gemara is not a riot. But it could still be true. That Gemara now will be a riot. But it might still be true. What if a guy is stam lost? The guy's lost. It's not Pikuch Nefesh. It's not lost in the vineyard. He treats that as a Pikuch Nefesh. The guy's going to be stuck in the vineyard forever. He'll die. This guy's not going to die. He doesn't know his way home. He's, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. He doesn't know his way home. He's not going to die. So that's already, I need an essay of Hashavas Gufa. That could be emes. I don't know the Gemara anybody pinned it on, because that particular Gemara seems to be talking about Pikuch Nefesh. But the din itself could be, but we could still be, the din itself is probably true. The guy's lost, there's probably a mitzvah to help him out. You know, Rav Pomeranski said that she was never lost. Right? That's the story. But they were on a train. He was on a train with some Rabbanim right after the war. They were going to do a bris by somebody. And they missed their station and whatever. They missed where they were supposed to be. One of the Rabbanim who was with him said that we're, you know, Mizenef HaBlundred, we're lost. So Muttal said that a Jew is never lost wherever he is. There's a reason why he's there. And he said that, he said that's the pshat. It says by a Hagar, when they sent the Hagar away, so it says, Vatelef HaTesel V'midbar Be'Sheva. So Rashi says, Melamed Shechazer L'Gilulei Be'Saviyot. He said, "How does Rashi know she was Chazur L'Gilulei Be'Saviyot? She was Fablanjit in Midbar. Would it say she was Chazur L'Gilulei Be'Saviyot?" So he said, "Because otherwise she wouldn't be lost. It's not just thing. The Jew's not lost wherever he is. There's a reason why he's there. If it says that Teilech Vateisa, she felt lost. That's Chazur L'Gilulei Be'Saviyot." That was the Samayor. That was the Bar itself as Yared at the time. And anyway, the Sefer Maisi was they got out at the nearest station and somebody came over to him and he saw some. So he said, "Oh, it's good that you're here. We have a bris that we need to have done. Maybe somebody knows. Maybe one of you know how to do a bris." And so it was actually a reason why they were there. But a very, very deep heart. Yeah, so how do we get up to this? Somebody's lost it, yeah. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'll let you know tomorrow if we'll be here tomorrow. But I'll complain it was not in the basically was not a chazara, and it'll be a.